pitcher, if you will. An individual with no radio broadcasting experience. The face is unknown. The features, nondescript. During the next 2 hours, do not attempt to adjust your web browser, for this person has complete control. You, the listeners, are about to enter a dimension of no sight, all sound, where music fantasies become music realities, where the only voice you hear is that of a singular personage known as One More Name, host of the Bootleg Asylum radio show.
Hey there, this is Tap Rat from The Rat. You are listening to the Bootleg Asylum radio here on FlatDaddy.com.
need you guys. Just at the age when you're looking for an interesting and exciting career in the military, get into the sky where they can't find you, higher than you've ever been before, behind the border, as a proud member of the free Mexican Air Force.
Yes, skimming low out of border canyons and across below sea level salt flats, you'll be jockeying the big birds, B-25s, flying uncounted tons of contraband into these United States.
Yes, spreading Mexico's natural resources is a really fine job for any young man of military age. So take off with guys like me in the free Mexican Air Force.
Thank you. You shook me, baby.
Hey everybody, it's Blake Clayton, your host of It Burns When I Pee at section86.com, and you're listening to the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show right here on flappadaddy.com. Get some, bitches!
Walking with the devil, but he It all started with a jukebox and a drunken jealous man. He sat and stared at Molly, double whiskey in his hand. The same song played the third time when he stood and turned real sharp and emptied out his pistol at Hank Williams' cheating heart. I'm not altogether certain about what transpired then. I was halfway to the back door when the ruckus all began. They were slinging words and swinging first, pulling out the chains. A spark had got it started and the liquor fueled the flame. It's a roadhouse riot,
an old-fashioned beer cup ball.
When the barstools start a-flying and you show your back the wall, bare-fisted fights on Friday nights, I'd say you're on your own. There's a roadhouse riot, you just hope you make it home. Jerry led the first assault with Crazy Carl at back. He flicked his razor left to right at all who crossed his path. Then Big John lost his temper when Jack bloodied up his nose, so he threw Jack through the window, slammed the door and locked it closed. The six outlaws in leather seemed to get upset when their drinks were overturned and their biker gals got wet. The paving crew from Highway 2 then rushed to save their pal, and more buddies were flying than in a rodeo corral. Turn around,
hit the ground.
It's a
off, I'd like to say thanks for tuning into the Bootlegger Song Radio Show once again on a Friday night. Hope your night's going well. That was the Gin Pals Jesters from their album Roadhouse Riot and other songs with words. Great band, and we heard the title track from that album called Roadhouse Riot. Good stuff. The Whiskey Daredevils right before that with the song Greasy Box off their Greatest Hits album. Heard Pump Jack, Drinking with the Lord, and a nice bootleg from Led Zeppelin recorded in 1969 at the Avocado Club, San Francisco, California. Heard a great version of You Shook Me Baby from Led Zeppelin, and just like I said, a fantastic sounding bootleg. And we started the night off with a featured artist. We have a bootleg here coming up pretty quick, so stick around for that. The band is Wasp, of course, and we heard Chainsaw Charlie, and this particular version was from First Blood's Last Cuts. And this Wasp concert I'm going to be playing here pretty quick is recorded May 7th of 1986 at the Sun Plaza Hall in Tokyo, Japan. And as far as most of the Wasp recordings have got bootlegs, this is a pretty decent sounding one. It's going to pick up right about at the end of the first song, and we'll continue on with the full show after that. So stick around for that coming up here pretty quick. I want to say thanks to Andrew once again at section86.com for podcasting my Friday night shows here at flatbeta.com every Tuesday morning, 8 a.m. Central Time over at section86.com, and I appreciate Andrew's support. And as always, everybody who's tuning in and listening while you're browsing on the internet,
and everybody who's in the chat. We certainly appreciate all your support. Check out flapdaddy.com when you get a chance. Browse around there and check out the live shows link, and you'll find shows like LP Sides Only with your host Lefty X, who happens to be on every Friday night right before my show from 9 p.m. until midnight Eastern Time. You'll also find Misfits Radio. He's on Tuesdays. You'll find a show called The Rat with your host Tap Rat. He plays original Star Trek series episodes every Tuesday from 7 till 9 p.m. Central Time. And then Monday nights you have Sports One with Larry, and he wraps up the sports for the weekend. And in the last hour of the show, if he has time, he usually plays some really good music. So there's a lot of shows to check out here on flapdaddy.com, and we certainly appreciate you giving those all a try. Well, we're not going to mess around anymore. We're going to get into this Wasp bootleg again. Like I said, recorded at the Sun Plaza Hall in Tokyo, Japan, March 7th, 1986. This is Wasp. You're listening to the Bootleg Asylum Radio right here at flapdaddy.com.
about you, but I come here tonight to kick some fucking ass. What do you think? Let me ask you something. We have a new album out. It's called The Last Command. Have you heard of it yet? I want to tell you something. I've been reading off a lot in the newspapers and the magazines about me and my boys here. You know what they say about us? They say that we are sexual perverts. They say that wasps are every parent's worst nightmare. Have you ever heard the expression, this bud's for you? Well, this is for Timber Gore and all the rest of the PMRC. This is Sex Drive. We'll be right back.
I want to tell you something. I think it hasn't been that long since we've been here that Tokyo still remembers Wasp. I'll tell you, this is the last portion of our world tour before we go back home to the United States and start another album. Before we do that, we're going to play something we haven't played for a long time. We missed the last time we played it. It was right here in Tokyo. This is Sleeping in the Fire.
Thank you.
I want to tell you something. You people here in Tokyo are some kick-ass audiences. I don't care what anybody says. You guys are great. Before we go, we want to do something off the last album. This is for all the working class. This is I Wanna Be Somebody! I'll just tell you something. We were just down in the Lone Star State of Texas. And I want to tell you something. Them boys down there, they like to have a good time. Let me ask you something. Anybody here tonight like to drink a little bit of moonshine? I want to tell you, them boys down there, they like to have a good time too. And you wake up the next day, and you're in jail, and the man comes in and he says, boy, what's the matter with you? And you look at the man and you say, mister, I'm blind in Texas! silly, because you know what the fuck I'm talking about up here, don't you? We're going to try this again. Here we go. In Texas!
The band was formed in 1982, and they're still out there kicking everybody's ass today. Of course, that's Blackie Lawless and the Boys of Wasp. At this particular time point, I think Blackie had switched from bass to rhythm guitar, and other band members at this time in their career was Chris Holmes on guitar, Steve Riley on drums, and Johnny Rodd on bass, and of course, Blackie Lawless and the Boys of Wasp. Good stuff. This is one of the better sounding bootlegs I've come across. I have a few of them, and out of them all, this was one of the better sounding ones, and I hope you enjoyed that. This was recorded in a series of shows, as you heard. And it was at the Sun Plaza Hall in Tokyo, Japan, May 7th, 1986. And really good stuff. I hope you enjoyed some of that. Still to come on the show tonight, we have our album, MySpace, and bootleg review, or whatever the hell you want to call it. With Jerry Morningstar, we have a review every week, and we send each other MySpace music, bootleg shows, or recent albums that come out. This week, Jared sent me the brand new release from Those Poor Bastards, and it's just a great album, and I hope you stick around and check that out here. Coming up pretty quick. But I want to take a second right now and thank everybody who's been downloading my podcast here at Section86.com. I've been sharing music with people for years. And not quite a year ago, I started up my bootleg song radio show at flapdata.com just to get the music out there that's not being heard as far as I'm concerned, anyway. And I'm just trying to get music out there that most people don't get a chance to hear. And about 3 weeks ago, section86.com picked me up as a podcast, and this will be episode number 4. And I'm just really pleased with the amount of people who have downloaded my show, and I appreciate everybody's support. And I'm just trying to get the music out there. And, you know, if you find some of this to your liking, we appreciate you spreading the word and letting everybody else know about our shows, and like mine and Blake Clayton's It Burns When I Pee at section86.com, and all the shows off Flap Daddy. We just appreciate your support and spreading the word and keeping these shows out there and getting people motivated and interested in listening to these kind of shows. That's what it's all about. We're just trying to get the music out there, and the rest is up to you guys. We certainly appreciate all your support. I'm going to get back into the music right now, and I'll talk to you on the other side of these. You're listening to the Bootleg Sound Radio right here on flapdaddy.com.
Settle down and build a house with our own. you have to say. But I hope you find a better way to get through my front door. The road you take don't let you see. I don't love you anymore. And if you find a broken heart somewhere along the way, well, don't you dare take it up. It'll mend itself someday.
One more time, honey.
Well, I hope you find a better way to get through my front door. The road you take don't let you see. I don't love you anymore. And if you find a broken heart somewhere along the way, well, don't you dare pick it up. It'll mend itself someday.
Hey there, all you crazy bootleg asylum patients. Are you tired of all the pop country music that is being shoved down your throat by corporate Nashville? Do you want to take Big and Rich by the neck and kick him in the nuts? If so, then come over to section86.com and download our show, It Burns When I Pee. Each episode, we have an interview with a different real country music artist. We play some music and have tons of laughs. So get over to the nurse's station and take your meds. Then go to section86.com and download all 4 episodes of It Burns When I Pee. Also, check us out at our MySpace. It Burns When I Pee 86. And remember, everybody, get your hank on.
One, two, three, four. Well, I got the clap and I can't pee. It burns, burns, burns.
you find my way home. Lately I've been wandering, a desperado with no place to go. My feet have been hurting, walking from town to town. My will has been broken, my heart has been torn down. Mother Earth, can you show me where the sun rests in the sky? Father above, can you heal me? Wipe my tears from my eyes. Yes. Cause I'm just a stranger in this old town. My mother raised me not to mess around. My papa told me to be a good man, to love your enemy, make him your best friend. Spend some goodwill with your brother in hopes he will shine with the message to others. Take my hand, now take your hands, and lead us together on the promised land. Mother Earth, can you show me where the sun rests in the sky? Father above, can you heal me? Wipe my tears from my eyes. Mother Earth, can you show me where the sun rests in the sky? Father above, can you heal me? Wipe my tears from my eyes.
Asylum Radio Show, right here on FlapDaddy.com. We'll be right back.
This week on CD, album, bootleg, review, whatever you want to call it, we have Jared Morningstar back again, and we're reviewing the brand new album from Those Poor Bastards called The Plague. And Jared, once again, welcome back to the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show.
Yeah, and I think we have a little bit to talk over about this record as well. I can't remember if I stated on the show last week if I had referred to this album as the Dark Sergeant Pepper. I know I've told a few people that I've called it that. And I just want to make sure that when I say it's the Dark Sergeant Pepper or Sergeant Pepper Goes to Hell or whatever, that I'm not trying to say that this album is as good as the Sergeant Pepper.
So you don't think Those Poor Bastards are like the Beatles?
Well, definitely not stylistically called. And I'm not even, or even in quality. I mean, to me, the Beatles are, you know, it would be like sacrilegious to compare just about anything to the Beatles.
That's right.
But that being said...
You were talking experimental work.
Yeah, experimentally is what we're talking about. And this is by far the most experimental of Those Poor Bastards albums. And you could see them edging in that direction with the last album, Hellfire Hymns, from last year. They were starting to ease into that more experimental type sound. If they started being called Gothic Country at the beginning, I think you could, it's safe to say that the countryside of the band is pretty much gone at this point. We have a very experimental sound on just about every track. Now, it ties all the tracks together, but it's different. It's going to be different than what fans of the band will expect.
Yeah, I found that the country part of the gothic wasn't really there on this album.
No, the country is gone. The gothic might still be there, and you have some country imagery still in songs like, you know, Barn Burning, which stylistically, as far as, like, you know, musically, reminds me of, say, like, the whole Black Sheep from the last record, or Dead Winter Moon, some country imagery there. Same thing with Old Pine Box, but at the same time, you know, the imagery's there, but the sound's not anymore. It does not sound like country music at this point.
Right. Well, you know, we've talked about this before. A lot of the bands, you know, I always say that, you know, you can't have the same album as you put out before. But this one is quite a marked different from the first one.
Yes, and difference isn't always bad either. I think we've talked a little bit about this before, and it's interesting to see what direction they're going in. And some of the songs do ease back to that old style slightly. Sick and Alone reminds me a lot of Shadows Fall from Songs of Desperation.
Right.
It's a nice album intro, and it, you know, it basically takes it into the theme of the record, which is, you know, basically just complete darkness. And it's not Those Poor Bastards' first fray into apocalyptic type, topics and stuff like that. But the whole album is basically seems apocalyptic to me, and that's the perfect song to start it off. And
I guess that's why they called it The Plague. I guess because the apocalyptic tone to it.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the title is apocalyptic, and the imagery, if you take a look at the front cover, whatever like that, with the giant vulture over the city, I mean, it's apocalyptic everywhere. And if Sick and Alone starts off with a really toned down, sparse style that we might be used to from the past, you get the Black Lightning, and that's where the experimentation just starts off with sound. You get a lot of new instruments in the mix, and you get a lot of different sounds that, you know, you'd never hear before on Those Poor Bastards album. And it really works with Black Lightning. I mean, it really works with different songs on the record. As I said, that's where the Sgt. Pepper comparison comes in. You get like a hard rocker like Barn Burning, which still has the experimental sounds in it. A Curse reminds me, like as said, of like a Sgt. Pepper Paul McCartney number, just like, you know, the gothic Those Poor Bastards version. Really kind of bouncy, but yet with the dark messages and the dark lyrics, whatever like that. It's fun. And in, with the case of The Curse, I think it works well. And You Belong to Me, it works a little bit less. So it really depends on the song.
Right. Now, for those who don't know, Jared and I take turns sending music to each other. And this album, I don't actually have the album itself, and Jared sent me the tracks to this album. So I'm not sure of the players on this album. Maybe Jared can elaborate on who's playing the instruments on this album.
Yes. Now, obviously, Lonesome Wyatt and The Minister are credited with the majority of the sounds here.
Of course.
But we do have a few extra players. Credited on Sick and Alone electric guitar is Seth Fleming. And on double bass on the same track is Simon Brack. And then electric guitar and double bass arranged by Seth Fleming. Black Lightning, we have Additional Thaw by Slack Eye Slim, who you, I'm sure, slightly familiar with.
Oh, definitely.
Familiar with. But those are the only extra musicians accredited, so it sounds like everything else was worked up in the mind of Wyatt and the Minister.
Well, that's pretty impressive then, I think.
Yeah, it's a pretty ambitious little record. It basically takes what they started with on Hellfire and turns it into this really dark, musically interesting album. And it hits on some point. It doesn't quite live up to all of the hype on others. I think that Dead Winter Moon is a really nice sounding song. I think that lyrically there could have been a little bit more done with it. I'd like to see what more about this barn that they want to avoid, what's in there.
Sure.
Nightmare Lullaby is a closer that doesn't work quite as well as some of their previous closers. But then again, you have a song like Old Pine Box with the really driving march-like drums that's just absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, I find that's my favorite song on this album, Old Pine Box.
It's very good. And same with I Can't Escape the Darkness, which is there's a little bit too much vocal distortion, I think, on the song. I would have knocked some of that out. But to me, the rest of the song, lyrically and musically, just kind of reminds me. It's like the flip side of Hank Williams' I Saw the Light. I mean, if you were to imagine like that same character, Hank Williams' character, in the apocalyptic world, and he's just striving to see the light, and he can't. That, and maybe this is the Hank Williams, like, towards the end of his life, you know, he couldn't escape the darkness. You know, maybe this is the Hank Williams that told Minnie Pearl in the car, I can't see the light anymore. Maybe this is that song, I don't know, but for whatever reason, that song really hits hard with me, too. So this album hits on a lot of points. And and if we have to go back to the Sgt. Pepper thing, I don't necessarily believe that Sgt. Pepper, while it's ambitious, was the Beatles' greatest record.
Oh, I don't think so at all.
No, definitely not. You know, it's fun. It's different.
Everybody points at it, but I don't find it their best album. I think it's a good album, but...
Yeah, exactly. And although it was the start of when they really started, you know, experimenting with different things, and because of that, we end up with the end of their career with Abbey Road, which I think truly is a masterpiece in every sense of the word. So who knows? Maybe in a couple albums down the road, those four bastards will get there and we'll get their version of Abbey Road, and then we'll all be happy or miserable or however you lonesome wise at that point.
Right. Well, this album here, I find it's good, but I got spoiled by Songs of Desperation, I guess, right off the bat. And I've been trying to have albums live up to that, but it's changing as it goes down, or, you know, as they go along. And one thing I found out after listening to some of their bootleg concerts I've got is that they take a totally different approach to their live shows as they do these studio albums. It's a totally different approach to the music.
Yeah, there are songs on this record that I just could not imagine ever being performed in the style they're performed here live. Although there is the 357 String Band's cover of Evil on My Mind, which I think would actually sound better, a live version of theirs, as opposed to this. I think the studio album version wouldn't compare to a live version of the song.
Oh, no, and I'm, again...
Version, sometimes the live show works.
Oh, yeah, the live shows, I told you before, I've got a couple of their bootlegs, and I think they're okay, but the songs don't sound anything like the studio album.
Oh, no, definitely not. And oftentimes the songs will change styles, like, from show to show, which is interesting, I think.
Right.
I don't know. They're like one of those bands that never fails to interest me. You know, I love Wyatt's work, and he's like one of those guys that, you know, even though he sounds like he has that old soul and that deep voice of his, you know, when he sings, but yet he's a young guy, and it's going to be interesting to see. I mean, you give the guy 10 years, and I bet, you know, this guy has some fantastic things ahead of him, and this is what we've seen so far is just the start.
Oh yeah, I'm sure of that. One thing I like about Wyatt, and this is kind of like on a personal basis, I put music up for my father a couple years ago, and he happened to have found it somehow. I didn't send it to him, but he had sent me a message once asking me if he could get more music, and I sent him a disc, and then he sent me back a message saying how much he liked it, and, you know, I appreciate that forever.
Yeah, he's, you know, and I've talked with Wyatt before, too. He's absolutely an outstanding guy, very humble, and I think that's... you know, always nice when you can find an artist like that who has that sort of personality.
Yep, the album is The Plague from Those Poor Bastards, and this is about the time we each pick a song out, and I guess I'll let you take the first pick again.
And it will be a difficult one to pick from this record.
You're going to pick Old Pine Box, aren't you?
No, I'm not going to pick Old Pine Box. I won't do that to you this time. I ripped you off the last What I guess I'll do this time is, since that's more of an upbeat, I'll just pick. Oh, let's see. Why don't we go with I Can't Escape the Darkness. We'll do a little bit of a somber song to go with the upbeat yet dark and creepy Old Pine Box.
All right, Jared. Well, thanks a lot, and we'll talk to you again this time next Friday then.
All right, man. Take it easy.
Yep, you too.
There is a curse upon my every waking breath, and I cannot escape the darkness. It feels like every step is gone to be my lead.
Never met a name, they call me Trouble, and I don't daddy was an evil, evil man. I'm proud to say I never really knew him, but I can feel this awful presence in my skin. Who's that yonder crouching in the corner? Why, sir, are you hanging from that tree? What's that thing scratching near the floorboards? This town, it just don't feel the same to me. Throw me in an old pine box and nail that nail on top. Brother, I've never not been lost. The apples on the tree have turned to rot, and all around I feel the Lord's eyes watching. If you think I'm gonna whimper, well I'm not. What you gonna do come Sunday morning, when everything you see is turned to dust? Well, I just don't believe the shit you're preaching. Forgive me, Holy Father. Pay for heat this winter. Ice is crawling up and down the walls. If anyone should ever stop to wonder, just tell them no one lives here anymore.
Brand new album released this last Tuesday. The album's called The Plague. The band is Those Poor Bastards. We heard Old Pine Box and I Cannot Reach the Darkness. I want to thank Jared Morningstar for coming on my show every Friday and doing these MySpace album and bootleg reviews. And just a great album from Those Poor Bastards. And check that out if you can. Like I said, just released last Tuesday. Sammy Town Jones right before that from his Screwed Again album. Clinton Miller right before that from his album Sacred Art of the Sun. We heard Blues for Mother Earth. And Clinton Miller is a great artist. He has quite an eclectic taste in music and quite a wide range of styles. And check out more from Clinton Miller at his MySpace. It's just fantastic stuff. And I appreciate Clinton sending me this music. Of course, we started this set off with from the Singer-Songwriter Music Festival in Finland. That, of course, was the Mavericks. And we heard a couple songs from that. Just a great band. And I wish you were still out here kicking ass. That's about my show for tonight. I appreciate everybody tuning in and hanging out in the chat room. And everybody who's taking time to download this podcast weekly, and it's been getting a better response than I anticipated, and I certainly appreciate all that. And as always, I end every one of my shows with Zane Campbell. He's one of my favorite artists over the last couple of years, and I try to get his music out there as much as I can. So if you go to MySpace/Zane Campbell, and you'll find out more music from Zane Campbell, just a great artist. So once again, thanks everybody for tuning in, and check out section86.com, if you will, and flapdaddy.com. And also over at section86.com, don't forget to check out the show Vertebreaker. And also at Burns When I Pee with your host, Blake Clayton. And once again, like I said, thanks for tuning in, everybody. And I'll talk to you next Friday night right here on the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show at flapdaddy.com.
Outside of Lansing, North Carolina, up on top of a hill, there's a little graveyard, and I remember it so well. That's where my granddaddy is buried. and my great granddaddy too. And my favorite Uncle Miles Edward, I named my son after you. And that's where I wanna be buried too, though I won't be able to enjoy the view. Sure is beautiful, yeah. Down the road a piece past the old Neves house, where our home place stood, right beside the new river. And I'd stay there forever, forever if I could. This is where I wanna be buried too, though I won't be able to enjoy the view. It sure is beautiful, yeah. Up the hill you come to Uncle Jim's house. He once shot and killed a man right in that house, and finally drank himself to death. He used to call whiskey his medicine. Yeah, that medicine almost killed me. Though I won't be able to enjoy the view, sure is beautiful, yeah. Now on the way out, you pass the graveyard and get on the right. Hang a left and you head out over that little bridge. And you say goodbye to the new river, and you say goodbye to the blue ridge. And that's where I wanna be buried too, though I won't be able to enjoy the view. Sure is beautiful here. Yeah, that's where I wanna be buried too, though I won't be able to enjoy the view. Sure is beautiful there. Oh, yeah. You're the lady. Five and time closed with a rocket ship ride that I went to the moon on as a child. They're closing down Main Street, never again will I fly to the moon in such style. The barbershop's gone and the soda fountain. That was down at the pharmacy, rolled up and hauled off somewhere down the road. You can look for it, but you won't see the like of Main Street again.
the moon on as a child. They're closing down Main Street. Never again will I fly to the moon in such style. Five and dime clothes with a rocket ship ride that I went to the moon on as a child. They're closing down Main Street. Never again will I fly to the moon in such style. I kissed my first girl there walking down the street. And I remember the rocket ship ride that I went to the moon on as a child. They're closing down Main Street. Never again will I fly to the moon in such style. Well, I went back today just to reminisce.
Reporting for duty. I'm ready to go to Iraq now and jump on one of them roadside bombs. Because I've had it. And I'd rather die for any cause than none. There, money's coming in, I think.
Through PayPal.
Through okay, say that. PayPal keeps us going. But what if they don't want us to keep going? Is there some other place they could donate to stop us? To stop this thing? What? Okay, call Hezbollah or Hamas or the JDL or Al-Qaeda, and they'll stop us. And I'll see you next week, if you're still alive. Peace.